Jack Michaels, sports director of our sister station, 740 The Fan, nice enough to join us and inform us of quite the unique situation that has come about here at 1020 25th Street South in Fargo. Jack, please update us with the very latest.
As you know, I provide snacks for the entire wing.
Quite lovely.
I brought in some iced animal crackers today. I brought in a row of very inexpensive cookies, the kind you get three rows for $1.07.
That's before tax.
Those are still here, by the way. And I brought in a box of Cheez-Its. Now, Cheez-Its, as we know, is America's cracker.
Not the knockoff brand. We're not talking about best value.
This is the box of Cheez-Its. This is the square, salty, textured Cheez-Its.
Family size?
Big size. Yeah, okay. I think it was a family size.
Sure.
Brady Bunch size, I call it.
Right.
This is no Triscuit we're talking about. This is not a poor man's Wheat Thin. This is a Cheez-It.
The habanero flavored or original?
Original. I'm staying with the original. I brought it in today, and my mouth was ready for Cheez-Its. I certainly am willing to share. It's a Christmas season with anybody in this office building that loves Cheez-Its. And I got back from getting my oil changed today. I get back to my studio. The Cheez-It box
gone.
Is gone. Somebody has taken my Cheez-It box, and I don't know what to do.
Continuing coverage of the whereabouts of Jack Michaels Cheez-Its on the way.
You don't steal another man's Cheez-It box.